I hate to rain on your parade, but if you think you can just hire somebody to handle your public relations and call it a day, you are mistaken, my friend. I wish it was that easy. Like, I wish we could just hire people and not, like, be involved. Isn't that the whole purpose of hiring somebody? I mean, I know that when I hire somebody and they keep coming back to me for things, I'm like, ugh, just do it. Okay, in PR, we need you to be involved. And there are some ways that you could be sabotaging your PR efforts. And maybe you are involved, but you don't know how to be involved, so you're sabotaging your PR efforts. This is important if you've hired anybody to handle PR for you, or if you have a VA who does PR for you. If you don't have that yet, I suggest doing that. If you're not doing it yourself and you don't have time to do it yourself, then hire a VA for just a few hours a week to help execute either what's in my boot camp, what's in my mentoring program, what you're getting on this podcast and YouTube channel, because it's super important. But in this podcast episode / YouTube video, wherever you are watching or listening from, I'm going to share 5 ways that you need to stop sabotaging your own public relations efforts, okay? Number one, you don't get back to people when they need you to. I can speak from my experience as the owner of a public relations agency that when somebody reaches out to us from the media and they want to talk to you or they need a quote, you need to get it back to us ASAP. These journalists, these editors, these hosts, these bookers are on a deadline. They will not wait for what's best. Instead, they will take what comes first. So you need to be accessible. I'm not saying hang out in your email all day waiting to hear from us. That is something that I am like very against. I am adamant about checking my email twice a day because if I'm in my email all day, I'm not getting anything done. However, you need to be accessible. So a lot of times if I need something like stat from a client, I am going to send them a text like, hey, check your email. Like, heads up, because if you don't jump on an opportunity, you are going to miss it. So you need to get back to whoever needs to hear from you quickly. Also, side note on this, don't plan an interview and be a no-show. I had a client do this a couple of times, and let me tell you, that will burn bridges faster than anything else, and you will lose any chance of a future media interview. Number two, you don't keep us in the loop of what's going on with you and your business. Again, if you don't have a PR agency doing this for you, you need to keep your VA in the loop. This is why, because you know your industry better than anybody else. I'm not in your industry, I'm in the media industry. So if something is happening in your industry, it could be super newsworthy and you may not even realize it. So keep me in the loop. What's trending? What's happening? What are the trade outlets or the industry publications talking about? Let me know, because it could be very helpful for us if you keep an eye on what is going on. That way we can go back to our contacts, we can powwow, and we can be like, hey, I think there's something here. I think we can jump on this topic. I think we can weave ourselves into this narrative, whatever it is. So don't just rely on us to come up with all the stories and all the pitches and all the ideas. You need to keep us in the loop of what is happening in your niche and in your industry. Number three, and this is a big one, you have unrealistic expectations. I wish I had a dollar every time somebody slid into my DM or popped in my inbox with their unrealistic expectations. They will say, I have this much money and I want to get XYZ. It doesn't work like that. This is the problem with a lot of people and their expectations. One, they think it's just easy to get anywhere. They think, oh, I just hire a public relations agency and they'll get me here, here, and here. It doesn't work like that. Now, if you hired an advertising agency and you upped your budget a little bit, you could do that because that's advertising and you can guarantee that and you can spend money and be anywhere you wanna be. But in public relations, it does not work like that. That's why this is so competitive. That's why it's worth so much more than advertising, okay? So don't think that that's the way it works. Number two, don't think that you are just worthy of being anywhere. It's just expected for people to accept your pitch because you think you're the best thing since sliced bread and you think you're so deserving, and this is why. There are so many people with great news stories out there. But if you're not getting the right person at the right time, with the right angle, at the right pitch in front of the right audience, it's not gonna happen. So you just have to keep that in mind. I feel like with what I do, especially when I'm having sales calls with some people, which I've totally almost completely have stopped doing, because I feel like I'm just a broken record repeating myself about setting expectations and explaining how the industry works. I mean, that's why this whole podcast and YouTube channel exists. I feel like I'm constantly explaining how the industry works, and I think either people don't want to believe it because it doesn't work in their favor, or again, they just think like, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me because I'm XYZ, I'm this, that, and the other. And I have found, I'm not trying to be sexist here, just in my experience, that the confidence of men is a lot higher than the confidence of women. I've never heard a man say, I'm not ready for PR, I'm not ready to pitch myself, I want to get these things, you know, all tied together, all tied up first. The men think, oh, I can be on Today and Good Morning America and CBS and all these places tomorrow. It's wild, the difference between the belief system of men and women. But regardless of whether you're a female or a male, you have to listen to the expectations that are being set. I'm not going to get into this can of worms about people sliding into your DMs with the guarantees. That's another podcast for another day, but just run. If that happens to you, just run away, okay? Number four, this is another way that you are sabotaging your PR, is you're not speaking in sound bites or quotes. So what does that mean? I'll speak TV terms, since that's where I came from. A soundbite is like a 15 to 20 second piece of audio or video, and it's you saying something about your service, your product, your expertise, whatever the topic is, okay? And a good soundbite is something that's animated, and it's something that only you can say. Okay, so let me give you an example of a bad soundbite. 9 out of 10 police officers that we would talk to gave bad soundbites, and it's because they were trying to be so formal and so police officer-like that they would say things like, the subject was running away on foot, or the subject fled on foot. Nobody talks like that. I remember when I was at NBC6 in Miami, the officer, the PIO, the public information officer, the one who was in charge of talking to the media, he was based in, I believe it was Hialeah, and he was so animated and he gave the best soundbite. Like, instead of saying the subject fled on foot, like every other officer in South Florida, he would say, this guy was running like crazy. He was jumping through the puddles. He hopped this fence like he was an Olympian. And he would say it in a way that you could visualize what he was talking about. And he was so animated and had so much energy. That is how you give a good soundbite. A good soundbite and a good quote is not you talking about your business, your service, your product, your expertise, as if it's an infomercial. Listen, I know what the goal is of talking to the media, okay? But you have to do it in a way that will entertain people as well as educate them. So I think something that will help you give good sound bites and good quotes is to honestly create your own content like this and practice doing different interviews, like pitch yourself, put yourself out there. As you know, I've got a million resources on that, so I won't get into that right now. Instead, we're gonna go to number five. The fifth way that you could be sabotaging your PR is you don't understand the news. Now listen, I don't expect everybody to understand how the industry works. I worked in the industry for like 10 years. Clearly, I understand how it works. I'm still in the industry, just not on a full-time basis, okay? But I try my best to educate you. I take you behind the scenes. I share with you what we do in our morning meetings, the questions we answer to our news directors and our producers of why we should do this story. That's what you need to do. Take a look at old podcast episodes, old podcast videos. Jump in my boot camp. Like, I am so transparent about how things work to help you understand what goes into the deciding factors of what is covered and what is not in a newsroom. For example, in my newsroom when I worked at the CBS station in Fort Myers, there was a sign in there. In the room where we had our meetings, it said new, now, next. You could not pitch a story if you did not answer what is new about this story. Why are we covering this story now? And what's next? If you couldn't answer those three things in a pitch, you could not pitch the story. So do that for yourself. Before you pitch anybody anything, ask yourself, what is new about this? Why are we doing this now? And what's next? I guarantee you, if you do those three things, your pitch will be so much better. Not guaranteeing it's going to be picked up, but it's probably going to be so much better than it is now. There is so much that factors into what is covered and what is not, specifically talking about local TV news. One, we're looking at what's already happening. The stuff people aren't pitching and just looking around like, who's getting killed, what's getting shot up, what's blowing up, those sort of things, okay? And then we have all of the pitches that come in, not to mention the follow-ups from the stories that, you know, like, there's more here, we need to follow up, we need to do more stories. And then there's a resources issue. You may be surprised to hear how many times I was lugging along a camera and a tripod being 9 months pregnant in the hood of Miami. No joke. Like, a lot of people in the media are having resource issues because now everybody's a content creator. People are putting out stuff all the time. They need to create more content, but they don't have the budget because, again, advertising doesn't work the way it used to. So they need you. They need you to do things like contribute. Hence the freebie that I've created, 16places.com, so you can get a contributing role. Like, this is all a snowball effect of how the media works and how you can get your foot in the door to reach more people who don't currently know about you. So the purpose of this episode is to help you with your PR efforts. Stop being a bottleneck by stop doing these things that I've mentioned. I will quickly go through them again. Number one, you don't get back to us when you need to. Like, respond quickly, people, or you're gonna miss your opportunity. Number two, you don't keep us in the loop. Whoever you are working with on your PR efforts, let them know what is going on in your industry and in your niche to capitalize on that. Number three, you have unrealistic expectations. Come back down to earth, honey. Learn how it works. Number four, you don't speak in sound bites or quotes. Like, you have to be media friendly. You have to be somebody who's so excited to jump at the chance to talk to anybody and do it in an excited and animated way. And number five, you don't understand the news. Please take it from somebody who has been there, done that. Ask me anything. A lot of these podcast episodes and YouTube videos I create are because people are asking me questions. And instead of answering them in my inbox, I'm just saying, okay, pay attention to the podcast. I'll do a whole episode on this and I'll share everything. So if you have any questions about how the news operates or how a newsroom operates, hit me up. I'm at Christina All Day and at Media Maven and More on social media. My DMs are open to you. You can find out more about this podcast and what I do at MediaMavenAndMore.com. And please stop sabotaging yourself. Stop being the bottleneck when it comes to PR for yourself, okay? If you haven't already, tap that subscribe or follow button, who the hell knows what it is anymore on your podcast app, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you haven't heard, I'm gonna jazz this space up with some cool video editing and all of the things in 2023. So check me out on YouTube, check me out on the podcast app, find me online, on the socials, come into my inbox. No, really don't. I don't need any more emails, but do if you must. If you have a video request, a podcast episode request, happy to translate that email request into an episode for you. Okay? Thank you for listening. I will see you again on Tuesday when I drop a new podcast episode and YouTube video.